Service safe.
Professor Buzzkill. Mini.
Hello, Buzzkillers. It's the Professor here with your mini-myth for the week about the Battle of the Alamo. Everyone knows the phrase, remember the Alamo. Well, almost everyone. It became a rallying cry for Texians during the last months of the Texas Revolution of 1835-36, and a battle cry for Americans ever since. The phrase got its strength and longevity partly from the story that all the Texians were killed when the Alamo was overrun by the Mexican general Santa Anna during that famous battle, which lasted from February 23rd to March 6th in 1836. The myth is that Santa Anna ordered everyone defending and everyone taking shelter in the mission buildings at the Alamo to be killed, including women, children, and other civilians. Now, after the Texians surrendered, so the story goes, Santa Anna's troops slaughtered all the Alamo's residents wholesale. First of all, buzzkillers, let me give you some background. The Texas Revolution was a rebellion against the Mexican government by Texians who lived in the Mexican province of Texas. The Texians thought that the central Mexican government was illegitimately increasing its power over the provinces, including Texas, and they organized a revolt. Now, wait a minute, Professor, I hear you saying, who were these Texians? Have you developed a speech impediment or something? Isn't it Texans? Well, no, buzzkillers. It's a detail, but an important one. Texians, sometimes called Texicans and other variations, were non-indigenous settlers in the Mexican province of Texas, like I said. Mostly, they were non-Hispanic migrants from the United States and are not to be confused with the Tejano, the Mexican group of mostly Spanish origin, who'd lived in Texas since the late 1690s. They're also not to be confused with the various Native American groups who had lived in Texas for, well, ever. During the Texas Revolution, the Mexican general, Santa Anna, laid siege to the Alamo Mission in late February 1836. Most of the Texian settlers in the region had already taken refuge inside the mission, while Texian soldiers, the actual Texian military, rebellious military, used it as a fort to hold off the Mexican army. On March 5th and 6th, Santa Anna's forces ended the siege by attacking the Alamo in full force, killing all the military defenders of the fort, which included, by the way, the famous soldiers and frontiersmen, William Travis, Jim Bowie, and Davy Crockett. Now, according to legend and according to the myth, he then executed the civilians one by one, including, as I say, the women and children. The only thing is, he didn't. Buzzkillers, experts disagree on the exact number, but somewhere between 20 and 60 civilians survived and were allowed to return to their homes in the region or leave the territory. Santa Anna fed them. He interviewed each adult civilian starting on March 7th and offered to help them leave and reach their destinations if they were going far. They were given blankets. They were given money to help them on their way. Now, buzzkillers, don't get all weepy about what a great humanitarian Santa Anna was in doing this. True, almost all historians agree that he never wanted to kill civilians and that he would have considered it dishonorable and beneath him. But it's also clear from testimony given by the settlers later that Santa Anna told the survivors who were headed to other Texian strongholds outside that region to relate the details of the battle to the commanders at those other forts, and tell them that Santa Anna's army was immense and that it was unbeatable and they shouldn't even try to resist. So Santa Anna had more than, you know, humanitarian motives in helping the Texians escape and helping them travel. He also had military intelligence motives to scare the rest of the Texian forces into surrendering. Well, they didn't do that. And they whipped up stories of Mexican cruelty at the Alamo to spur the Texian fighting spirit still pumping hard in the Texas Revolution. The Texians defeated the Mexican forces in May 1836, and Texas became its own republic before becoming a U.S. state in 1845. So remember the Alamo, buzzkillers. but remember it for all its complications and subtleties. Remember how it became hammered into a simple story of one big bad guy, Santa Anna, martyring all the patriotic Texicans he could find. Didn't happen that way. Talk to you next week. Over and out.